I've got Pauline Donnelly on the line. I think she just needs a call with you.
Give me a second. Donnelly, spell Donnelly, mate?
Yeah. D-O-N-N-E-L-L-Y.
Thank
you, Ken, for it today.
I haven't got him. Oh, there he is, Colin Donnelly. What'd you say? Well, we tried to call him, but he's rang you.
No, I just asked him when he's available because it seemed that there's a note saying you started to call him and he said he's available. Now, so just call him quite
soon. Yeah, come back, let's have him. Yeah, nice one, girl.
Perfect, I'll have you well for now. Thank you.
Bye bye. Hi, Mr. Donnelly, this is Michael and Amelia. What's there? How are you?
Good, thanks yourself.
Yeah, not too bad. Thank you very much. Thanks for calling back in, Colin. I tried to call you earlier.
I was unable to leave a voice message on your phone. It just kicked me out.
Do you have 10 minutes to have a chat with me, Colin, about your case?
Yes.
Perfect. Just to let you know, Colin, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. It's my role here at MMA is to go out and gather the evidence for you to substantiate your case. Billy and the team over there, the customer care, they get you to a certain point in the process and then they hand you over to my team. So we write to the likes of social services, education authorities, prison services up in Scotland to, you know, that obviously gather the proof that you're in here. But it's also to get to know you a bit better, Mr. Donnelly, and try and understand the trauma that you faced in care. How that has had an effect on you into your adulthood, i.e., you know, mental health, any sort of addiction issues. And what I'll do is I'll write you, you know, GPs, NHS, addiction charities, rehabilitation centres, gather as much evidence as I possibly can to paint a picture of, you know, Colin not only in care but also because of care. Now, Scottish leaders have to take that into consideration when they're deliberating on your case, or our case, should we say. So it's just trying to get you the most out of this process, Mr. Donnelly, that's all. Trying to get you. So I'm going to ask you some tough questions, Colin. At any point in the call you wish to, you know, pause or revisit it, just let me know. We're working this at your pace, Colin, okay? So, I am sorry for having to ask you these questions, Colin, but obviously I wouldn't be doing my job representing you if I didn't. Since care, have you had any issues with being diagnosed with any mental health problems, depression, anxiety, PTSD?
I've not been diagnosed with mental health problems, but I sort of say that I've not got any.
Yeah, of course.
I guess I've got depression quite a lot.
Okay.
Because of it through and the care system, it likes to be drinking a lot and as I was getting older.
Yeah.
It's getting into trouble with the police sometimes.
Okay. Are you still drinking a lot or are you past that stage now?
No, I'm still drinking. I don't drink as much as what I used to because I've not been working.
Yeah.
I've not been working since my diagnosis of cancer.
Oh wow, I'm so sorry.
And I just had a phone call the other day, I've been cured of the cancer because I had an organ removal. But it didn't stop me from drinking.
Okay. Where's your cancer? Don't mind asking for
it. Kidney.
Okay.
So I had a kidney removal.
Okay.
And that was just under, I was diagnosed with a tumour in my kidney for cancer 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I had an operation a few years ago.
Yeah.
And they removed it, but it's again, it doesn't stop you from worrying and it doesn't stop you from thinking.
No, okay. Have you ever thought about going to GP and telling them about your mental health?
I did go to them and talk to them about my drinking.
Okay.
And put me on some medication. But
okay.
That's the medication I just put me on. It was just to try and take the urges away from the alcohol.
Yeah.
But never really had a chance to sit there and talk to my doctor about my mental health and my depression.
What they'll probably try and do is try and get you to stop drinking first before they
start
or they you know, sort of fear about your mental health. Because obviously that just seems to be their process. Not so much that, you know, the your mental health probably leads to you drinking, if that makes sense.
Nice.
Okay. So you've spoken to your GP about your drinking. So what I'll do, Colin, is with your permission, I'll write to your GP. And I've gathered all of your medical records from them. Have you had any issues with substances, Colin, or is it just the drinking? Substance, drugs, any?
No, I didn't take drugs at all, unless it was prescribed to me.
Yeah.
Or something like, because Molly and I work, we got drug and alcohol cases on a regular basis, randomly. I work in construction with other cranes.
Cranes?
Yes. Okay. So we get back to them with drug tests.
Yeah.
Although it didn't stop me from going out and drinking at night.
Yeah, of course.
And over the weekends, constantly.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably the toughest question I'm going to ask you, Colin. And I am so sorry for having to ask you this one, but I am sorry. But have you ever tried to take your own life, Colin?
No, but I did think about it once.
Yeah.
That's not what you say that I'm feeling suicidal, but I still thought about it at the time.
Yeah, of course. Did you know about their suicidal thoughts, or have you ever spoken to them about that?
I never spoke to my GP about it at the time.
Okay.
I did speak to my partner about it.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to write to your GP, as I said earlier. Can I take your GP's practice details, please? Colin?
Yes, it's Dr. Marshall.
Yeah.
And he's at Broomhill Practice.
Broomhill?
Broomhill Practice in Glasgow.
If you let me just get the detail.
I can give you the number if you like it.
Okay, I've got it. Yeah, I found it. I have an AIS system, which is
414-339-2626.
Thank you, sir. How long have you been with that GP for?
I've been there since I went into care when I was 13.
In 1 year, that's sorry, because I just can't get to your date of birth of the page I'm on the system.
Sorry, I'm a date of birth 9474. So it's the best part of 30 years ago.
Okay. Okay, so that will save it through 96 of that. Okay. So your care setting or your time and care, about Eglinton Children's Home?
I started off as an Eglinton Children's Home. Then I got moved out of there when I was roughly about 18. And I got moved up to Asia Children's Home.
Okay.
I got moved up to Asia Children's Home. And Cumbria Road in Glasgow, but in between times I get sent away to us to a cruise film during the week in Australia, and then I go home at the weekends.
Okay. So let me go through your care settings then. So you've got Eglinton Children's Home, which is Glasgow Council, isn't it?
Yes.
96.
one, and I've got that in 1987. Your second tear setting, you're saying ELSA?
Yes,
have you,
A-I-L-S-A.
A-I. Can you one more time, please, because my spell check has just kicked out. A-I-L-S-A.
Yes.
Okay.
That was in Tunbury Road, in England.
Can you just check where this was? Ayrshire.
Glasgow, yeah. Tunbury Road, Glasgow.
Okay, can you just check? So that's South Ayrshire, I've got that under. Does that make sense? South Ayrshire. That would be your local authority for that one.
Okay. Well, I think it was just Glasgow there, 100 years, sir. This was further down south.
Okay. Okay, so what I'll do is, have you ever been outside of the Glasgow area?
No.
Okay, so that's fine, because I can get all the information from 1D Star.
Sorry, other than a proof school, I was out in Fife.
Okay, so I'll be Fife.
And that was outside a proof school in Aberdeen in Fife.
Okay. What years were you in within the proof school? Roughly.
What year? I'm not sure, I've honestly.
No.
I'm not sure.
Is it after the Glasgow, was it? So, like, going into the 1990s?
It was during that, so I could go there during the week for school, and then I got home.
Ah, okay, 1987.
And then I got home at the weekends to watch shows and so.
Okay. So when I get your information back from your time in care, Colin, do you want me to share that information with you?
Sure.
Okay.
I kind of give you exact dates.
It's okay, buddy. No problem. No problem.
My memory is no good. Not so good to thinking.
Yeah, I get that. So what happened, Colin, is when I get your information back from Glasgow Social Services and the Fife Social Services, I'll send you copies of everything I get. And when I do that, say we'll go through that together, you and I. We'll make sure that we've gathered all of your evidence. We'll go through all of your statements. Make sure you're happy with all of everything that's inside of your statements. And then from there, we'll add your medical records with the evidence of obviously your issues with alcohol.
Yep.
And we'll then do what's called our final submission, Mr. Donnelly, to the Scottish Redress. That's where we submit our case, with all its evidence. And then from there, Colin, we then await what's called a panel day. So the panel of individuals inside of the Scottish Redress will judge our case. It's a behind closed doors panel, Colin, so there's no need for us to attend. You're right.
No.
And then we'll be notified of hopefully a recognition of wrongdoing in the form of an apology, and offer a financial compensation, Mr. Donnelly.
Okay.
Is that okay, sir?
Yes.
Do you have any questions for me about my role and what I'm about to undertake for you?
No, not really. If I need to get a hold of you, do I get a hold of you on the WhatsApp group?
No. So I'm going to give you a number now, so that if you can get a pen for us, please, I'll give you my direct line. We're going to be the team now that walks you through to the very end, Colin.
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready, sir.
Okay, I've got a pen ready.
So it's 0161.
Okay.
563.
Okay.
0816. My name's Michael.
Okay.
If you need me for anything, just pick up the phone and give us a call.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, if your name is Rennie Collins, just give me a call. Just to let you know, this isn't going to be a quick turnaround for me. Yeah, countries is anywhere up to 10 months. We've got a real fight in Ireland for Glasgow, so they're absolutely in good shape at the minute. I've just got to go back one step, as you call it, and obviously, unfortunately, you've been labelled as a vulnerable client in the eyes of the law because of your staff and care and subsequent alcoholism. So I think you have to make sure that you fully understand our fees and then whatever options available for you before I obviously progress on 7 months worth of work. I have to run through it on this recorder call as well, Colin, just for our compliance team, and then I'll go away and start gathering your evidence.
Okay.
So just to let you know, Colin, you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need the help or the use of a law firm to do so. That would obviously entail gathering your own evidence and creating and submitting your own case if you so wish. So that's an option for you, Colin.
Okay.
Option two, Colin, is there are other law firms out there in England and Scotland that will help you apply to the Scottish Redress and won't charge you any fees. Quite important that, Colin, the reason that they don't charge fees to clients is that those law firms get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme. And what those law firms, they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws that case. Now, obviously, you can make your own mind up or come to your own conclusions of, you know, how much or how, you know, what those law firms would do for you. Legally, I can't discuss or you know, fibros what they would or probably more importantly, what they don't or won't do for you, Colin. All I can tell you is that we, as MMA Legal, we don't participate in the Government Legal Fee Scheme. We don't accept handouts from the Scottish Government. And we definitely and certainly don't want to be owing anything to them either. What we do, Mr. Donnelly, is we enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract. And where if you win, we win, you lose, we lose together. And so us as a law firm to go out and gather as much evidence as we possibly can to give you the best chance of getting the most out of this process. Kind of a fancy way of saying, you know, the more you win, the more we win, Colin.
Yep.
Our fees there are capped at 16% plus VAT. What that means is no matter how much time, work and effort goes into your case, you will never pay us more than 16% plus VAT. So with the VAT, it'll match you out in fees at 19.2%. So you'll never pay us more than, let's say, 20%. On the no-fee side of the no-win, no-fee contract column, because you're deemed to be a vulnerable client, we will never put you under any sort of financial duress if we are unsuccessful with your case. So if we don't get you compensation, Colin, we will never owe us any money. We'll obtain our fees and any costs that we've incurred from our insurance policy.
Understand.
Yeah, it's a genuine no-win, no-fee, Colin.
Okay.
Do you understand those three options I've just given you, Mr. Donnelly?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Perfect. And are you still happy for me to continue with your case, sir?
Yes, I'm Michael. Thanks.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Colin. Colin, just one last thing. You signed the no win, no fee agreement with us on the 8th of April. You have what's called a 14-day cooling off period. What that means is you have up until 14 days to change your mind, rip up the agreement with us and walk away. We won't start work on your case until after the 22nd of April, which is the, you know, after the 14 days. So we don't incur any costs, obviously without you being on contract, if you like. You do have the right, if you're happy, Colin, with us as your lawyers, happy for us just to crack on, happy with our fees, you have the right to waive that 14-day cooling-off period and we can start on your case straight away, but that's entirely up to you, Colin.
I'm quite happy just to go on there, thank you.
Okay, so you're happy to waive the 14-day cooling-off period?
Yes.
Perfect. You've got my number now, Colin. My name's Michael. If you need anything, give me a call. I work for you now, sir.
Okay.
As I said, it's going to take me minimum 10 months to get your information back. Maximum 10 months to get your information back. Our firm's contacted you every 4 to 5 weeks, either with an email or I'll call you. But in the meantime, if you need me, Colin, you pick up the phone and give us a call, okay?
That's great, thank you.
If you can't get through, call and leave a message. It's important that you leave a message. Our phone system doesn't really flag up missed calls. As such, right. If it's a message, it has to tell us. So if you leave me a message, it's Colin Donnelly, give me a call. I'll call you straight back, okay?
That's great. Thanks for your help, Michael.
Lovely speaking to you, Colin. Do you have any questions for me, sir?
I'm okay today. I'm okay today. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Colin. It's lovely speaking to you.
Thank you. Thanks,
Michael. Have a great evening. Bye now.
You too. Bye-bye.